What do we know about the risk factors and incidence of melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancers?
So when we think about skin cancer, as oncologists, we're often thinking about melanoma because that's the cancer we often think about treating with systemic therapy. But it's important to point out that melanoma is actually much less common than other types of skin cancer, such as basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. So whereas melanoma is increasing in incidence, it's still only on the order of about 80,000 cases annually in 2016, 2017. And that really pales in comparison to squamous carcinomas, which are now approaching 300,000 to 400,000 cases annually, and basal cell carcinomas, which are now over a million cases annually. So in terms of the public health problem of skin cancer, the squamous and basal cell carcinomas are really a much more pervasive problem than melanoma.
And you know, it's interesting because, I mean, that's not an inconsequential number of deaths from basal cell and squamous cell, almost 1,000 deaths. I'm kind of surprised at that.
Yep.
People die of basal cell a lot.
Not a lot, but
well, I mean, 1,000 cases, that's more than like a lot of T-cell lymphomas. Just kind of interesting. Okay.
And when we think about the risk factors associated with the development of skin cancer, everyone understands that sun exposure is the major risk factor. But that being said, it is slightly different in that with melanoma, we commonly think of high intensity sunburns, especially when people are younger, leading to long-term damage that can become melanoma. Whereas with other forms of skin cancer, it's really the chronic sun exposure over the course of one's life that leads to these lesions. So in melanoma, we commonly see a younger patient population who can develop advanced disease. Whereas with basal and squam, it's very much the case that the median age of diagnosis is now in the late 60s, kind of in 70s range, where people have had chronic sun damage over the course of their entire life. And most commonly, these lesions actually end up being small lesions that can be removed in a dermatologist's office, but people who have one squamous or basal cell lesion very commonly have more than one because it's really a phenotype of a person who spent a lot of time in the sun and who has chronic sun damage over all of their sun-exposed skin.
In terms of squamous cell, how many of these cases are related to transplant or immune suppression?
So really all skin cancers can be associated with immunosuppression. And in terms of the overall incidence or burden of squamous or basal or even melanoma in the context of transplants, it's quite low actually relative to the global burden of the disease in the population. But it's certainly the case that physicians should be aware that if a patient had a transplant or has been immunosuppressed, that knowing that that could be contributing to the development or the aggressiveness of their skin-based lesion.